You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Thursday, Boomer's least favorite day.
But it makes it better because I'm here and Boomer and McQueen is
today. That's right. We all live to serve the McQueen.
That is right.
Yes, we got a great show for you. Boomer's obviously on the board. Today is Thursday, which we prefer to think of as Friday Eve around here. Got a great show laid on. 3:30 today. You heard it a moment ago. Boomer and McQueen at 3:30. That's my favorite time of the week. I mean, we're just sitting here and just sling out some questions and sort of spitball our thoughts on things, but they do a great job, and they are part of what makes this show work, and I love the fact that they don't just know how to push buttons and sign papers. They also know, by the way, how to call balls and strikes on culture. So we'll talk with Boomer McQueen, 3:30. And then at 4 p.m., State Auditor Andrew Sorrell, former member of the State House, one of the most conservative members of state government here in Alabama. He's going to be on to talk about what's happening with the anti-ESG bill going through the Alabama State Legislature. It got out of committee yesterday. We'll talk to him about where it goes from here and what he thinks is going to happen. But yeah, State Auditor Andrew Sorrell coming on at 4 p.m. today. And then there's the whole triple dipper, so hit it. We can hit it whenever you're ready. Did our sound effect go away? There it is.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right. The Triple Dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, you got to know as we run today's show. Number one, it's that day. Border chaos. That's what I'm just calling it. It's what it is. In fact, you know what's interesting? President Biden finally used the word. He actually said the border is chaos, and he knows it. I think he's known it for a long time. Well, that's assuming he knows anything, but the reality is his administration's known it, and they are acting like they're caught off guard and trying to make sure that all's well here, nothing to see here. It's like Baghdad Bob. But nonetheless, right now, the border is chaos, and it's expected to get worse after tonight. So we'll talk about it. Number one, the triple dipper, border chaos. And then number two, got a little updates on various things that are military-minded. So yeah, military-minded is number two, to include what's the latest thing being said about Space Command. And oh, by the way, why is Mitch McConnell suddenly not on board with Tommy Tuberville? We'll talk about it. It has to do with the military. So number two on the triple dipper, military-minded. And then number three, going to have to do it once in a while, just going to have to cook up a batch of home fries. So we'll be having some home fries come up, number three on the triple dipper. And when we do, we'll also have State Auditor Andrew Sorrell calling into the show, talking about some matters going on in Montgomery. So yeah, home fries, number three on the triple dipper. And we will have the sound effect for it too. Well, I assume, is the sound effect button board not working right now or what? Okay. Boomer basically give me the don't bother me, I'm working on it thing right now. All right. You get it fixed, Boomer, while I'll do my comments. So let me jump over here to my comments. And, you know, in honor of number one of the triple dipper, border chaos, let me do this. I want to take a minute and I want to paint a mental picture for you. All right. I want you to try and imagine exactly what I'm talking about. Picture how you would feel if you were in the scenario that I'm about to go through. So let's say you worked hard, saved up, did all you could to establish good credit, and after many years, you build your dream home. It's a beautiful house on a little patch of land. You're surrounded by other beautiful homes. The water's nearby. You have a big deck that looks out over your property. You come home from work in the evenings, and you'd enjoy just sitting and watching the sun go down. You have guests that stay there with you occasionally. Friends come over to grill on the deck. You're proud to share what you have with those who you invite in. You realize that you've been given so much, so you and your family, you occasionally host missionaries as they travel through town, and you hold events at your home for other people's celebrations. You are generous with what you have because you remember where you came from. Every aspect of that home is your home. Every detail is something you planned for, worked for, helped to design. You even contributed somewhat to the construction process. This is your castle, and you feel safe there, and you are comfortable, and you feel blessed by it. But then imagine that one day you come home from work and you notice that the lights are already on inside, and the back door is standing open, and you can see movement inside. Something's not right here. So cautiously, you walk in the door, and there's strangers sitting on your couch watching your TV, got their feet propped up on your coffee table. Somebody you don't know is in your kitchen standing in front of your open refrigerator eating your food and just fixing themselves a meal from your pantry. Who are these people? And they all stare at you as if they know that you're there, but none of them looks the least bit awkward. It's as if they're somehow entitled just to use your house like it's their own. And then you hear a noise upstairs, and you realize you can hear that someone is in your bathroom running the shower. And then a young man you've never seen before comes down the stairs wearing your favorite shirt. And you look at them all just for a second more, and you shout out, "Who are you people? What are you doing in my house?" But you quickly realize that most of them don't speak your language until one of them finally says in broken English, "We came from somewhere else. We'll just be here a little while." And then he stares at you like that should say it all. And then you hear a noise, and you look out your kitchen window, and you see tents being set up in your backyard. And your hose is being used to water somebody else's dog. And your flower beds are being trampled. And folks are picking the tomatoes you have growing in your garden. Your backyard. The yard you worked for years to be able to buy, that you have tended meticulously, is now being destroyed by like over 100 folks you've never seen before. What in God's name is happening? Now, not to belabor the storyline too much, right? But let the feelings of how that would feel about your own house, let that descriptive story just sink in. How would you feel? What would you do? Let's say you don't have any ill will in that story, but it's your house. And now you feel abused and unsafe, so you call the police. But the police tell you they're already overwhelmed. They have similar calls in other places. You're just going to have to entertain your new guests as best you can. Guests? Guests is a word you use when the people were invited. These folks just showed up on their own, at your house, eating your food, in your bathroom, on your couch, in your yard. And as you hear the sound of a dish breaking in your kitchen, and somebody else's kids running through your house, and strangers arguing over your TV remote, you realize that you no longer feel peaceful in your own home, and you question whether life's ever going to be the same. Now, I know that seems like a strange and somewhat surreal storyline. It's kind of like one of those weird dreams where everything makes sense during the dream, but when you wake up, you realize how disjointed it really was. What would you do if your house just became a way station for anyone who wanted to set up there? Well, folks, listen, what I just described to you is like a micro version of life at our southern border right now. And the storyline that I just wove together for you about a house will ramp it up to another level. What if the house actually represents a whole community? Or for that matter, a whole state? Or even more so, what if the house in my story was an analogy for our country? And that open back door where people kept coming into the house, well, that's the southern border. And the use of our home and the wearing of our clothes and the eating of our food, that's the micro version of what's happening to the resources in America right now as mass migration takes on a new and dangerous level. Dangerous level, I mean. Dangerous. Just in the last 2 days, the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol has apprehended over 20,000 illegals crossing into the U.S., which, by the way, is a new all-time record in the last 2 days. The CBP's latest stats show that in the month of February alone, 10,870 unaccompanied minors were encountered at the southern border. That's amazing. The city of El Paso, it recently reported that it has spent over $20 million just in general aid, representing a 347% increase in spending for that one city. That one city. Drug interdictions, they're up by 6%, but heroin alone is up by 99%. And today, this very day, today, May 11th, Title 42, the law that allowed the apprehension and immediate expulsion of so many. Title 42 that allowed the immediate expulsion of over 85,000 illegal immigrants in February of this year alone. Well, that law expires, and the anticipation is that every statistic that I just named is only going to get worse. If they were able to expel 85,000 in February alone, but now they can't. Just picture it. The bottom line, thinking back to the analogy that I gave you earlier about a house, well, our national house is in disarray. But let me remind you about another part of the story that I just told. Remember the part earlier in the story when I talked about you found the house and you were proud of it? It was a generous homeowner. It was one who shared his home with others and fed others as his guests and opened his doors to those who he could serve. That's another micro analogy of the United States. On the world stage, we have built our home, but yet we have never been exclusive of others. This is the most generous and giving country on the earth, perhaps in the history of the earth. We provide aid. We host others. We bring them into our hospitality. And we have always done so willingly because that's a part of who we are. It's something to be proud of. We are proud of our house. But currently, our generosity is being abused. And in the story I just told you, the homeowner's generosity, it was not able to be extended to others anymore because it was being abused by those who had consumed it. Well, this is our house. We must protect our house. We must restore order so that we can continue to be a blessing to others, because once it's abused to the point that it's trampled down, there's nothing left to share. And so also that we can know the peace that comes from working to build a place that can actually provide, but not a place that can be stolen. We got to protect this house. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I'm serious. I mean, when you boil it down, I mean, I often think of things like this. At the lowest level, take that crisis and picture what it would mean to me if that was my house. Well, the entire state of Texas and Arizona and even parts of California, they're being decimated right now. I've got one report where somebody locally in El Paso said, "This is what we saw in the movie We Were Soldiers when they were being overrun, and they had to get on the radio and call out, 'Broken Arrow.'" That's where we are. All right, folks, more on that to come. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world, one soundbite at a time. A little Guns N' Roses bump there from the Boomer. What that was? That's an '80s tune, right? '80s, I think. Yeah, Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine.
I believe so. Yeah,
I think that's off their same album. Yeah. So yeah, I think it would have to be. So my brother just sent me a text. I got to read you this text. Love this. Hang on a second. Where'd it go? Oh shoot. Okay. He says, he says 60s music is good, 70s music was great, but proof positive that the 80s music is the best is my 21-year-old daughter has Journey up on her bedroom wall, and my son is belting out In the Air Tonight in the shower right now. 80s transcends.
I love it.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I told you, I texted back, I said perfection.
Job well done.
Raise them up in the way they should go. That's when right. They get old, they will not depart from it. That's right. To include classic rock. I'll tell you, though, both my kids love classic rock. And I'm sure part of that was, you know, I hope there's other things that I instilled in them along the way. They've turned out pretty well. But we'd drive down the road, and like I can remember multiple times my son would be like 10 years old and something would come on like Van Halen. I go, quick, who sings it? Van Halen, Dad. Next song comes on. Quick, who sings it? Dad, it's Journey. Next song comes on. Quick, who sings it? Dad, Ted Nugent. You know, it's like he knew
he
just
knew
like
it,
that. Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah. Text lines are already open. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. If you text in for the very first time, by the way, text in the word right side to that number, 833-68-RIGHT. Text the word right side, and you'll get a little message back that says something like, "Hey, you right side ruffian, glad you're with us," or whatever, and it'll ask you for your first name and where you're from. So you just tell us, like, you know, John from Huntsville, and bam, we'll put it in the system. We'll put you in there. Gosh, we got How long till we hit 1,000, do you think? I mean, at the rate we're going, I bet we're a month away from having 1,000 people in that text string. Month and a half.
Yeah, for sure by mid-summer.
I mean, we're in the high hundreds right now.
Yes.
Is that
there's a lot.
Is that a number? High hundreds.
Now it is.
Okay. That may have to go in the
hundreds.
That may have to go in the right side glossary. I don't know. What does that define as? A lot.
A whole lot.
A lot. Text lines have already got some people in it. Leanne from Huntsville says, in anticipation of the discussion, I know we're not a border state, we're not near Texas, but do you think North Alabama is a destination for these illegals? Or have an opinion how long it will take? Well, do what?
I said everywhere is.
I think everywhere is a border state right now.
I think it is. I think it's not. They're not just going to stay there forever. They're just going to go, poof.
Yeah,
they're going everywhere.
And they're already here.
Yeah,
it's not like they're coming to Alabama. They're already in Alabama. We know they are. I mean, I think you're spot on, Boom. But the and she wants to know, maybe they want a tour of the Space Center. Okay, tourism, illegal tourism. That's wonderful. John from Huntsville says, there's nothing to worry about. Didn't you hear the border's not open? LOL. What border? He says. Brian from Huntsville says, invaders in my house, armed IRS agents. That's a whole different story. Brian. James from Harvest says, we got to make the Border Patrol our scattergun. I'm not sure what he means by that, but okay. And then he says, every day I think to myself, there's no way you can outdo yourself on this, and you continue to prove me wrong. Oh, thank you. I think he's talking about my stuff. Okay. He says, every day you and Boomer do this, you guys get better, and dang, you guys are already awesome. Man, James.
Wow, I like it.
James from Harvest, you can text in anytime you want to, bro. Shane Daddy from Gadsden. He says, home run, bro. Your monologues are great. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that. JT from Lacey Springs says, well, thanks. He says, well, thanks. My blood pressure just spiked 20 points. The end of Title 42 is similar to kicking a fire ant hill, such an explosion that cannot be contained or thwarted. I know, man. It's something. Raven from Russellville says, maybe we can get some folks with certain skill sets together and organize a coyote hunt. No closed season, no bag limit. Okay. All right. Calm down, Raven. We don't need to go down roads we don't need to be on. But no, I think what he's talking about is the coyotes themselves are the ones who are illegally trafficking even children across the border. And then Allison from Madison says, what we have is jackassery and a cacistocracy. Turn it up and do a little louder this time, Boomer. There it is. Jackassery and a cacistocracy run by a pathological liar just bracing for the here, hold my beer, watch this move.
Here, hold my beer, watch this.
She nailed it. Jackassery in a cacistocracy. That's like,
wow,
man, that's like half the right side glossary is getting thrown into one text. Scott from Huntsville, these illegals will be bussed to the polls, more Democrat votes. I don't know, man, we'll see. I mean, not in Alabama, they won't. A bunch of states enacted, you know, voter ID requirements. And so you got to have a picture ID in Alabama and Georgia and Florida and all these major states. Now, will they try to do something in California or some other place? Shh. Well, it is California, but I think they're going to be less likely to get away with some of that we talked about. And these folks are going to have to want to become citizens, and they're going to have to want to show themselves in such a way that they might get called out, and they may not be doing that. All right, more to come. New textures in the line. I see Christy from Killen. Thank you very much. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.